This is The Fairy Prince, a Star Wars prequel trilogy, Star Wars original trilogy, Sleeping Beauty AU, written by Political Padme, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairings Padme Amidala Anakin Skywalker, mentioned Leia Organa Han Solo, mentioned Rey Ben Solo, with additional tags for canonical character death, alternate universe, fairy tale, Mortis. Summary: a retelling of Sleeping Beauty in the Star Wars universe. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a woman dreamed of having a child. The woman was a slave, with no husband, and she despaired of ever having a baby of her own. But she decided it was probably for the best, as her child would also be a slave, with no father, and that is unfair. Still, it was her secret desire, and one day, she found herself pregnant, and many months later, gave birth to a boy. There was no explanation, but the woman was grateful, and loved her son with all her heart. The woman called her child Anakin, and raised him to be kind and gentle. He was also very clever, able to understand and communicate with animals, machines, and monsters. The woman and her son did not know, but Anakin was part fairy, and he was born with many magical abilities. When Anakin was 9 years old, a wizard and a queen came to his village. The queen was the most beautiful creature he had ever seen, and Anakin fell in love with her immediately. The wizard recognized Anakin's heritage right away and convinced the woman to let him take the boy to the Council of Elders, who would help him reach his potential. Anakin did not want to leave his mother, but the wizard promised to teach him how to be a magical warrior called a Jedi. However, the Council of Elders was wary of the child. Anakin was raised outside the fairy kingdom, and fairies do not trust outsiders, even good ones like the beautiful queen. The oldest and wisest of the council warned that when Anakin became an adult, he would fall under a terrible spell that plunged the kingdom into darkness. But the wizard believed Anakin was the fairy's lost prince, and he demanded that the child be accepted as his student. Reluctantly, the council agreed, but only if Anakin never saw his mother again, and never married the queen or anyone else. Anakin did not like these rules, but he wanted to be a Jedi, so he agreed. Unfortunately, the wizard was killed soon after, and his ward was tasked with training the boy. The wizard's ward tried to train Anakin to be a Jedi the way the wizard had trained him, but the fairy prince was different. He missed his mother and the wizard very much, and he still thought of the queen every day. 10 years went by very quickly. Anakin and his teacher learned that the queen, whose name was Padme, was in danger, and they raced to save her. When the queen first met Anakin, he was a little boy, but now he was tall and, as the prince of fairies, more beautiful than any human man she had ever seen. Padme fell deeply in love with Anakin, and they were married in secret. For a brief time, Anakin and Padme were very happy, but they could not avoid the darkness forever. One night, Anakin dreamt his mother was attacked by monsters. Anakin and Padme went to find her, but she was already lost.
Then Anakin dreamt that he fell into the fairy kingdom and met his father, sister, and brother. But when he went to find it, the door was closed, and he could not remember how to get in. Finally, Anakin dreamed that his wife died in childbirth. When Padme confirmed she was with child, he determined to do whatever it took to save her life. Anakin went to the Jedi's greatest enemy, the king of the dark fairies called the Sith, and asked for his help to save Padme. The evil king told Anakin it would require the sacrifice of 1,000 Jedi hearts. Desperate, Anakin hunted the Jedi and collected 999 hearts. But he fought his teacher last and was defeated before collecting his heart. Padme was so heartbroken, she died. Her children, for she had twins, one boy and one girl, both named after the light, were hidden and believed to be dead as well. When Anakin learned the queen was dead, he threw himself into a volcano. The fire burned his skin, but instead of dying, he emerged a monster called Vader. Thus, the prophetic vision of the ancient Jedi came true. Anakin fell under the spell of the Sith, and his kingdom was consumed by darkness. Many years went by. All the Jedi were believed to be gone but one. The wizard, who had defeated Anakin and retained his heart, was hiding in the same town as Anakin and Padme's son, Luke. When Luke was old enough, the wise wizard trained him to be a Jedi and prepared him to defeat Vader. The wizard never told Luke Vader was his father, but when they met for the first time, Vader recognized the boy as Padme's child and told him the truth. Luke was good and kind, like his mother and grandmother, and he could not kill his father. The old wizard died of grief, believing the Sith had won. But that night, Luke dreamed his mother brought him to the fairy kingdom to meet his father and sister. When he woke, he went to find them. His sister lived in the mountains. Leia was very happy to learn she had a brother and joined his quest right away. She had not been trained to be a Jedi, but she was very smart and very brave, and together they believed they could defeat the evil king and break the spell. Luke and Leia traveled to the evil king's palace, intent to confront Vader. But the evil king dreamed of their arrival and set a trap. He commanded Vader to stay by his side, so the twins could not make any appeal to their father outside of his presence. The evil king believed his spell over Vader could not be broken, and he would use the monster to trap his children too. The Sith king lived in a castle of darkness, surrounded by poisonous thorns, a moat of lava, and an army of silent soldiers trapped between life and death. Over the years, many heroes had tried to break in and defeat the Sith, but they all fell to the castle's traps. But Luke and Leia were shielded by the souls of the 999 Jedi who died to protect them. As they walked, the thorns withered and died. The lava turned to glass, and the souls of the soldiers were released into the light. When they arrived at the Sith throne room, however, the Jedi could not enter. The twins must confront the evil king and his servant, their father, alone. "Father," said Luke, ignoring the king, "I've come to bring you home." Luke had seen the fairy kingdom in his dream, and he believed this was his purpose. With the release of the 999 Jedi, the Sith spell was weakening. But Vader had been a monster for so long, he did not remember being anything else.
"It is too late," he told his son.
The evil king smiled.
"Join us here," he said.
The king intended to use their combined power to break the protections on the fairy kingdom and take over once and for all.
"I would never join you," Luke told the evil king. Leia shook her head also.
"Join us or die," the Sith answered with a snarl.
Luke and Leia clasped hands and stood in defiance of the king. Enraged, the king ordered Vader to destroy them. Vader looked at the king, then his son and daughter. He remembered the terrible dreams he had before he chose to trust the king, before he became a monster. He remembered dreaming of his wife dying. He had been living in that nightmare all these years. Vader picked up the evil king and threw him into the swirling dark. Lightning filled the sky, and the 1,000th Jedi heart, the one turned black in the heart of the volcano, Anakin's Jedi heart, was released from the darkness. Anakin spent many years restoring the fairy kingdom. He planted 1,001 seeds, one for each Jedi heart hunted by the Sith. Each year, each seed multiplied, and their light spread across the land. Luke founded a school and taught generations of children to become wizards like his father and their teacher and his teachers and elders as old as the stars. Leia, now queen of the fairies, fell in love with a man born poor and alone, like her father. Their son fell in love with a girl from nowhere, poor and alone, like his father. The same happened with their daughter and her son, and again and again and again, to remind the kingdom that love must always be free.
The end. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded as an ITBE 2024 treat for Mistborn Hero. Thank you so, so, so much to Political Padme for having blanket permission to podfic. This was incredible. I basically did my reading to my niece at bedtime voice. It's not quite my regular podfic voice. It's definitely the reading picture books voice. If I had any kind of artistic talent, this is going on the list. Like, I'm imagining watercolors and very, like, most of the page's image and there's only two sentences on it. But, like, somewhere between Renegade Bookbinding and these are the things that I printed up from my, you know, Shutterfly book, this would be incredible. Alas, I am a podficker. I am not any kind of artist or painter. So you will have to exist, or the fairy prince as a child's illustrated story will have to exist only in my head. But seriously, Political Padme, this is amazing. Mistborn Hero, I found this in your bookmarks. I definitely creeped. I hope you enjoyed this. Everyone else, thank you for listening. Hopefully it didn't put you asleep, but was kind of a soothing fairy tale vibes. Yeah. Check out the rest of ITPE 2024. This year we're on Tumblr, not Twitter. A lot of gifts because Podfic Fandom loves giving gifts. Yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.